Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
In her eight-year study of black bears in northeastern Alberta, biologist Dr. Sophie Chetwertinsky found several differences in the way female black bears behave, and this depends on whether hunting is allowed where they live. By tracking their movements with GPS collars, Dr. Chetwertinsky learned that females living in the Cold Lake Air Weapons Range, where hunting is not allowed, had smaller home ranges than females in the adjacent hunted areas. The size of those ranges differed by a factor of four. Yet the females in both areas still traveled about the same distance every day.
And at first we thought, well, maybe it's because there's these larger males in that area. But what happened when we removed those large adult males is actually the females didn't change their behavior at all. They still had these small home ranges and they were still moving that large amount within these small home ranges. And so what we think is happening is actually that it's not so much the males that are affecting that movement, it's their neighboring females that are restricting them to these smaller home ranges.
The next question for Dr. Chetwertinsky is how female black bears interact and if they kill the cubs of neighboring females. Thanks today to the Alberta Conservation Association. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.